Turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Romans, the 4th chapter, and I want to read there verse 3, Romans chapter 4, verse 3. Aren't you glad it's Sunday? Amen. Praise the Lord. And I would encourage you to remember back there on the back table that Brother Nathan has provided for us the CD there of Dawson Trotman. Is it a CD or a DVD of Dawson Trotman? His Born to Reproduce. And like I said, it's back there in writing also. And I just encourage you to take that and read it. It's a tremendous thing to teach us about soul winning and about sharing the gospel with other people. So let me again encourage you to do that. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for this service. Most of all, we thank you for thy great salvation. We thank you for Jesus. And Lord, we just ask you that you will just guide us in our life. Help us with our needs. Hear our prayers and answer our prayers. Help us to humble ourselves before thee and to obey thee. Help us to be spiritual people. And Lord, we pray for revival in our church. We pray for revival in other churches. We pray for revival in America. And Lord, we just want to see people surrender their heart and life to Christ. Help all of us to surrender our heart and life to Christ. And help folks to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach on the subject, Abraham was a great believer. If you had your choice tonight, would you rather be a great scholar or a great believer? And there's no law that says you can't be both, and I've certainly seen people who were great scholars who were great believers. But you know, usually we are known by the primary characteristic in our life. Albert Einstein is known as one of the great scientists of the world. At one time it was said only a dozen men in the entire world could understand his theory of relativity. His whole life could be summed up in the equation E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass times the velocity of light squared. 400 years before Christ, a man by the name of Hippocrates, a Greek physician, revolutionized the treatment of diseases, and he proved that disease was a physical or was from natural causes. Today, I don't know if they still do that, but I think at least they used to. Doctors used to take the Hippocratic oath. So his life, though, this man, his life could be summed up in one word: medicine. Another man, probably more than all the great men of the world, and the great thinkers and the great inventors, made his name in another way, in a more important way, I think, because Abraham's whole life is summed up in these three words: Abraham believed God. You know, the question of our life is not so much, are we a great thinker, but are we a great believer? What do you want to be in your life? Whatever you have in mind, whatever your aspirations are tonight, whatever you're thinking about tonight, especially young people, as you go through life, what do you want to be known as? Do you want to be known as this or that, or do you want to be known that you believed in God, that you're like Abraham, a great believer? I don't know about you, but I want to be a great believer. I had rather be a great believer in God than anything else. Now, it's wonderful if you can be a great scholar. It's wonderful if you can be a great inventor and be a great believer. But the most important thing in our life is to believe the Lord, to believe in Jesus Christ, to be sure that we're saved, be sure that we're on our way to heaven. And folks, if you're a great believer in God, you're the right kind of person, you live the right kind of life, you make the right decisions in life, praise God, let's be great believers. First of all, Abraham believed God when he called him. Verse 3 here says, "For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness." You know, from all I read, the place where Abraham came from, Ur of the Chaldees, was not very conducive to believing in the Lord. Ur was a city, it's about 140 miles southeast of Babylon. Idolatry was the religion there. There was no really true belief in the true God. And Abraham came out of that situation. He answered God's call, and he followed the Lord because he believed in the Lord. I think of the person that we're praying for so much, Yusuf, there in Iran tonight. Here is a man who believes in the Lord. Three different times they've called him up, and they've said, you know, you can live. You can be free if you will just recant your Christian faith. You can live. In fact, they have said, you know, if you will just say that Muhammad was a true prophet, then you can live. But Yosef has said, no, he said, I can't. That's been his answer, as I understand it. I can't, because he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, I'm going to tell you what. We need to have that kind of faith today. We just need to follow the Lord. Praise God for people who stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God called Abraham. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. And let me read those first four verses there. Genesis 12, 1 through 4. That's a great portion of Scripture. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." God said to Abraham, just believe in me. And just follow me. You know, that's what God requires of us today. That's what the call of the gospel is. Whenever, you know, we're presented with the gospel, Jesus says, just believe in me. And just follow me. It's not hard. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand the gospel. The smallest child can understand what God wants of us. God simply wants us to believe in Him, to believe His book, to believe the Bible, to follow Him, and to live as Jesus wants us to live. Let me ask you tonight, do you believe in the Lord, and are you following Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? The Scripture says in Acts the 11th chapter, verse 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went." God said to Abraham, "Let's go, Abraham." And Abraham said, "Okay." Man, that's fantastic. That's the way we should respond to the Lord. And you know, that's the call that God gives to every Christian. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. You know, when you get saved, you don't know where God's going to lead you. If you really surrender your life to the Lord, you really are born again, you really surrender your life to the Lord, the call of God comes to you. He may take you. He may take you as a missionary to Africa. He may take you somewhere. As we follow Him, and as we're led by the Holy Spirit and we follow His guidance, we don't know what God's going to ask us. He may ask us to be a Sunday school teacher. He may call us to be a preacher. He may just call us to be faithful somewhere. We really don't know. But you see, our job is to follow the Lord. Amen. You see, that's what the Lord wants. He wants the same thing of us that He asked. He wants us to be great believers, folks. Hallelujah. Let's just be great believers. Let's just believe the Word of God. Let's just follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will take care of the rest of it. Oh, we get so bogged down sometimes in this and in that in our life. We get to trying to handle things ourselves, and we can't. We always make a mess of it. You see, it's only when we lose our life that we gain our life. It's only when we truly surrender our life, really make an effort to follow the Lord and let Him lead us. That's when we succeed. Are you doing that tonight? Now, I think if Abraham had wanted to, he could have made a lot of excuses. He could have said, "My goodness, you know, I'm 75 years old." There was used to be a lyrics to a song that says, "Hard starting over when you're 75 years old." Abraham could have said, "Lord, I'm too old. Call somebody." I've heard a lot of elderly people say that. I don't know if I should call them elder. Older people in the church say that. "Well, I'm too old now. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to let the young people do it." Well, folks, we need the young people. And they need their part in the church. Amen? But old people don't need to sit down and get out of the way. Old people need to be older people. Older people need to be an example to the younger people how God wants them to live by faith. We just need to go on, and we need to just press on and keep on keeping on. Amen. He could have said, "I'm traveling in an unknown land and it's dangerous." I've always said the most dangerous place in the world is out of the will of God. We've seen these tornadoes. How sad. We ought to pray for all those folks. But you know, I'd rather be in a tornado, the worst tornado in the world. Now, I'd be scared. You say, "Would you be scared?" I believe I'd be scared. But I'd try to trust in God. But I'd rather be in the worst tornado in the world and be in the perfect will of God than to be anywhere else. The Lord wants us to follow Him. The Lord wants us to obey Him. You see, Abraham believed God. Is that what you're doing? Is that what we're doing? You know, do we look to the Lord and we pray to the Lord and we trust God to take care of things. Let me tell you something. God can take care of your life. Hey, preacher, God can take care of your life. He's big enough to do it. And He's the only one who can handle the job, and He's the only one who will do a good job. Oh, let's just be great believers. Abraham was a great believer. He believed God. I used to have a friend, haven't heard from him in many years, but he was just one of the nicest guys. Man, I wanted that guy to get saved. I grew up kind of with him. I went to school with him, lived in the same community where he was. His name, first name was Alan. I just don't think I ever met a much nicer person than Alan. His mom was a fine Christian lady. Unfortunately, his father wasn't. And he chose to follow the path of his father. But you know, we went to school together. I'd go down there once in a while, and I would go to the church where I was raised, and they would ask me to preach, and I would know that I was going to preach ahead of time sometimes, and I'd call him up. I'd say, "Hey, Alan, I'm in the country. Why don't you come out and hear me preach?" And he would, praise God. But I never could get him to move. I used to talk to him and say, "Alan, you're a nice guy. We're friends." I was thankful for that. And I said, "Alan, accept Jesus as your Savior. Alan, what's holding you back?" He never would say much. He'd just kind of smile at me and say, "Oh, no, not today." He would say, "Oh, I wanted him to get saved so much." I haven't seen him in years, but I knew his life just kind of fell apart. Oh, he's going on. He's a farmer, and he went on. I suppose he's retired now. But things just went wrong. Folks, let me tell you, when we don't let the Lord take care of our life, things go wrong. You see, he just refused to believe in the Lord. Abraham, the Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, I want you to leave here. I want you to go. I want you to go somewhere. I'm going to lead you. You don't know where you're going. You're going to have to trust your life to me. I just want you to follow me every day and let me take care of your life. And Abraham said, okay, God, I'm ready. Let's go. Hallelujah. Do you want to be a great Christian? I would. I'd like to be a great Christian. I don't mean great in the sense that I'm famous or anything like that, but, you know, I'd like to know that the Lord uses me. Wouldn't you like to know that the Lord uses you? You got to turn it over to God to know that. There may be someone here tonight that's not saved. Where are you going? I think I preached about that a little bit here the other day. I got to thinking about that, you know. People are not saved don't want to talk about where they're going. I like to talk about where I'm going. Amen? I mean, it's a good thing, man. I like to sit around and talk about it. I like to get with friends and talk about it. I like to talk to unsaved people. I like to tell people where I'm going. Unsaved people say, I don't want to talk about it. Boy, I wouldn't either if I was them. I'd want to get it settled. Are you saved tonight? Have you turned your life over to God? Are you letting Him take care of your business? Secondly, Abraham believed God would do what He promised. Verse 3 says, for what saith the Scripture, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. God revealed His promise of a seed to Abraham on three separate occasions. The first time was just after he had separated from Lot. In Genesis, the 13th chapter, verse 15, it says, for all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Now, Abraham was about 80 years old when God made this promise to him. He and Lot had been together. And you know, Abraham, there was a contention there between the herdsmen. And so Abraham, a godly man, said to Lot, he said, you pick out where you want to be. You just take whatever part of this land you want, because we don't want to have our herdsmen fighting each other. You just pick out whichever part you want. And Lot looked towards Sodom and the plain there and how beautiful it was. He should have said, Abraham, you take the best. Amen? But he didn't. He said, that's what I want. Be careful what you want. Be careful what you want. It didn't turn out so good for Lot to go to Sodom. Be careful to let God take care of your business. Be careful not to be selfish. Selfishness destroys people's lives. Selfishness, you know what destroys? I really believe this. I don't have statistics to back this up, but I've said this so many times when I've preached about marriage or taught about marriage. The biggest destroyer of homes is selfishness. Let God take care of your business. Let God take care of your life. That's the first time. Abraham was 80 years old. And the Lord promised him a seed. The Lord promised him that he was going to have a son. And you know what? Here's 80-year-old Abraham. The Lord said, Abraham, you're going to have a son. I'm going to bless you through your seed. And you know what? Abraham believed God. There's a scripture in the book of Hebrews. I don't remember the verse right now. But it says, Abraham staggered not the promises of God. You want to be a great farmer? You want to be rich? You want all that the world can give you? Or do we want to be a great believer? The Bible tells us, you know, the only thing to get us to heaven is to be a great believer. Amen? We need to follow the Lord. Abraham believed God. The second time was after his victory, and I got to take a second here, over Chedorlaomer. I think I got it right. Chedorlaomer. Chapter 15, verse 5 says, he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Abraham now is about 85 years old. You remember when Lot was taken captive? I won't try that. I'll call him Charlie. Them big names, don't they get you? But you know, Lot was taken captive, and Abraham got his servants together, and they went up to Dan to fight and to get them back. And when I was in Israel, I got to see the area up there where Abraham fought that battle and got Lot and his family and all these people back. I got to see that. They got the oldest city gate in the world, they claim, up there. We got to see that. Boy, what a blessing. And he came back to Sodom, and Melchizedek came out. That's where Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. And then after that was over, the next chapter it says the Lord took Abraham out, and he said, count the stars, Abraham, 85 years old. Count the stars. And if you can count the stars, that's how I'm going to bless your seed. Because you're going to be blessed. You're going to be the father of many nations. You're going to have all kinds of descendants. And you know what? Abraham believed God. What are you believing God for? You say, well, preacher, God hasn't spoken to me personally. He hasn't just come down and said, I'll do this or I'll do that, or you go this way, you go. Don't you wish he would sometimes? But you know what? We have his word. Every promise in the book belongs to us. Folks, we can claim the promises of God. We need to live for the Lord and surrender our life to him. And we need to just let God work in our life and be sure things are right with him. And when things are right with him, we can claim the promises of God. The third time was after Ishmael was born. Abraham's 99 years old now. And God called Isaac by name. He said, you're going to have a son. 99 years old. And you know what? Abraham believed God. I think that's the kind of faith that pleases the Lord. Abraham wanted to be a great believer. I hope that's our desire tonight, is to trust the Lord. To be a Christian. To be the person God wants us to be. And you say, oh, preacher, I've got this going on. I know it. God knows it. You say, preacher, I'm going through all of this and this and these things. All these things are things that I don't know what to do. Turn it over to God. Amen? You say, preacher, that's not easy. No, it's not. God didn't call us to live a life of ease. God called us to get saved. To believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and to follow him every day. God called you to be a great Christian. That doesn't mean you're famous. It doesn't mean that people gather around you and pat you on the back and say, boy, you're doing the right thing. You go to church, you know, and you read your Bible. You stand for the King James Bible, and you stand for holiness, and you try to do the right thing. It doesn't mean people pat you on the back. But God will be with you. I tell you what, I like to be on the winning team. And I know who's going to win. You know, anyone cannot believe. Anyone can be a skeptic. Evolution is nothing but a bunch of skeptics that got together. Atheism's nothing but a bunch of skeptics who get together. You can always find, you know, if you don't believe that, just send out to do something for the Lord. You know, just send out that you're going to accomplish something for the Lord and begin to tell people that God has led you to do this and you're going to, and I guarantee you, there's all kinds of people begin to worry about you and tell you you can't do it. But if you're a great believer, you can. What kind of faith do you have in God's promises? You know, most people believe faith is great. Until you have to live by it. That the Bible says the just shall live by what? Faith. You have to live by your faith to have great faith. In fact, my friend, you've got to live by your faith to have any faith at all. You say, preacher, that's not easy. Boy, I'll tell you, there's all kinds of things. There's things, there's financial things in my life. There's people in my life. There's this and there's that. God didn't call you to something easy. God called you to follow Jesus Christ. He called you to be a great Christian. You know, it's just easy to have faith until it comes to doing something for the Lord. Well, there's lots of folks. And I think there's a lot more folks need to want to be in church and want to sit on a church pew. And I'm thankful for folks who'll come and sit on a church pew and be faithful in church. But you know, the Lord wants so much more out of us than that. How sad that there are so many people in church that that's the greatest victory they have each week, that they made it out to church. Wow! I really did good, preacher. Why, the church just ought to be tickled to death that I'm here. The church ought to just be, God ought to be thrilled to death that I'm here. I've seen folks like that. I've talked to folks like that. Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for us. And the best we can do is say, I made it out to church. Faith is to live by. Amen? Amen. Listen, the Lord didn't say to Abraham, Abraham, listen, I want you to come and worship me once in a while so you'll feel good. A lot of people just want a feel-good religion. Listen, salvation is more than a feel-good religion. Salvation's having Jesus Christ in here. God said to Abraham, I want you to come out of Ur of the Chaldees, and I'm going to take you to a place where you don't know where I'm taking you. And Abraham, you're going to have to follow me, and it's not going to be easy. God said to Abraham, I want you to believe, and I want you to live by your faith. A lot of people believe in the Lord until it comes to doing something. You know, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works, James said. In other words, James was saying, I have the kind of faith I live by. What kind do you have? Many people have faith until it comes to requiring sacrifice. Some people just don't understand that word sacrifice. I don't understand it as much as I'd like to. If I understand, if I remember correctly, and I can't remember the exact words, all I can think of is Dr. Livingston. Who did Dr. Livingston try to find? Who was it? What? Stanley. I'm sorry, Dr. Stanley. I got them right. All right. Dr. Livingston. Dr. Stanley tried to find Dr. Livingston, okay? But they once wrote a letter to Dr. Livingston and said, we want to send you, young men, we want to send you people to the mission field. Show us where the roads are. Send us a map where the roads are. Dr. Livingston wrote back and said, I need men who will come where there are no roads. Hallelujah! Are you willing to go with the Lord where there are no roads? You know, to be a Christian, God will ask some hard things of us. Now, the Lord will bless us. Amen? Just think about where you're going. Hallelujah. Talk about where you're going. Talk about heaven. Turn over to the book of Revelation 21. Read about heaven. Amen? And the Lord will bless us every day. You can be happy and be a Christian. Hallelujah. In fact, you can't be happy unless you're a Christian. Amen. Amen. Some people think they are. They got a nice car, a couple of cars in the garage. They got a big bank account. And they got this and they got that. And they go out and they go here and they go there. And they think they're happy. Folks, that's all going to come to an end one of these days. And those of us who are saved are going on to heaven. And those who are not going to heaven. God called us to be great Christians. To live by faith. Oh, how important it is to have faith. Abraham. Well, the third thing. Abraham believed God when he was tested. Verse 3 here says, "For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." And I suppose the best known incident in Abraham's life, without question, is when he took his only son Isaac. He was promised at 80, 85, and 95, and 99, 80 and 85 and 99. God said, "Abraham, I'm going to give you a son." And Abraham believed God. And then when that son was born, years later, the Lord said, "Abraham, that son I gave you that you waited so long for and you believed me for, I want you to take him to Mount Moriah and I want you to sacrifice him to me." I want you to read that sometime. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. I want you to read that sometime. You know, when God said to Moses, "I want you to go to Egypt, and I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go," Pharaoh said, Moses said, "Lord, I can't speak well." He argued with God. And God got upset. Gave him his brother Aaron. "I know he can speak," the Lord said. And the Lord said to Moses, he said, "Who do you think made your mouth, Moses?" And Moses was a great man. I'm not criticizing Moses. But I want you to read that part about Abraham. God said, "That son, I want you to take him. I want you to sacrifice." You see, God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. He said, "Abraham, I want you to leave here. I want you to go to a place that you don't know where you're going." Abraham said, "Okay." And the Lord came to Abraham and he said, "I want you to sacrifice your son, Abraham, your only son that you love with all your heart, Abraham. I want you to sacrifice your only son." And Abraham said, "Okay. If that's what you want, Lord." Well, but I can't turn it over to the Lord. I know I wrestle with that in my life. I still do. I've wrestled with turning things over to the Lord. Abraham knew how to turn it over to the Lord. He knew how to trust God. There was nothing the Lord could not ask of Abraham that Abraham wouldn't give. There's a verse there that always thrills me. In Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verse 16, "And said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son." You know the story. Abraham went up on Mount Moriah. God provided a sacrifice where he didn't have to offer Isaac. God never intended for him to give a human sacrifice. This was a test. Amen? You ever go through a test? Let me tell you something. When I was in school, my teachers gave tests. And I don't think I can remember, I don't think I can ever, my teachers were nice, they were good people, they were fine teachers. But I can't ever remember one of my teachers being worried about my self-esteem. They just gave the test. And it was up to me to pass it or fail it. Amen? And I failed some along the way. And I found out something. When you fail a test, you better get out of the business and get to work. You need to pass the test. God gives His people tests. He calls you to be a great Christian. Are you a great Christian? Well, no, preacher, I'm not a great Christian. No, preacher, I could never aspire to that high office. No, preacher, I'm not a great Christian. Then you're living in sin every day. Because God calls you to be a great Christian. And He don't call you to do something you can't do with His help. Amen? Amen. There are tests. I failed some of God's tests. I pray about that all the time. I wish I hadn't. We need to succeed. We need to have faith. We need to trust the Lord. Because let me tell you something. The Lord means business. There's a lot of Christians in this country today that think God don't mean business. God means business. He's serious about heaven. He's serious about us getting saved. He's serious about us serving Him. The Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, I want you to do this. Abraham, I want you to do that. Lord, the Lord called Abraham, and Abraham said, okay. Oh, no, I'm too busy. You are. Well, I would like to, but I just can't. You can't? You're telling God you can't? There are tests. God wants to know if we're going to obey Him. He led the children of Israel through the wilderness. He led them in a way that He tested them. He could have led them an easy way. He didn't lead them an easy way because He wanted to know if they loved Him. Abraham was willing to trust God with everything. That's the kind of faith the Lord wants us to have. I think sometimes I see people that have faith, like the old story I heard about the man up on his roof, fixing his roof, and he was nailing away up there. Big high roof, slanted roof. He was nailing away up there, and he felt himself begin to slip and to slide. And he began to slide kind of slow down that roof. Some of you roofers know what I'm talking about. That can happen. You can slide very slowly. And there's nothing to get a hold of. There's no way to hang on. And this guy's clawing and gripping and trying to hang on. And he begins to pray. And he said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I'm going to fall off this thing. Lord, stop me. Lord, help me. And about that time, the seat of his pants caught on a nail. That's okay, Lord. I don't need you anymore. Didn't have the sense to know it was the Lord provided the nail. I've seen people do that. We all get, I guess we all did. I guess we all kind of take God for granted sometimes, don't we? You know, we get in a situation and we need the Lord and we pray and we beg and we plead and we pray and we beg and we plead and the Lord answers our prayer and rescues us and saves us, and then we're asked to pray for somebody else and we don't have time. Abraham was a great believer. Amen. You know, the Lord wants us to be great believers. Do you trust Him? Can we trust Him? Can I trust Him? Financially? Can I trust Him with my health? Can I trust Him? Can I just let go and let God? Can I be a great believer? I'm not a great believer until I understand that I have a great God. Then I can be a great believer. The Lord said to Abraham, "Let's go." And Abraham said, "Okay." The Lord said to Abraham, "I want you to sacrifice your only son." And the Lord said, "Okay." But I'll tell you something. I don't think it was only that Abraham believed that, or that he was willing to sacrifice his son. Let me say it right. I don't think it was only that Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son. What have you got that God cannot ask you for? There was nothing Abraham had that God couldn't ask him for. But Abraham said to those people, his servants who went out there with him, he said, "You stay here. I and the lad will go yonder and come again to you." Abraham didn't just believe that he could give God anything. Abraham, God had said, "Abraham, I'm going to give you a seed. And you number the stars of heaven, Abraham, if you can, because that's the way your seed's going to be. They're going to be as the stars of heaven." And Abraham reasoned in himself and said, if the Lord causes me to sacrifice Isaac up there on that mount, if the Lord causes me to sacrifice Isaac, He's going to raise him again. Hallelujah. April is Resurrection Sunday. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Jesus came, He died on the cross, and He rose again. Is there anything too hard for God? I would like to be a man of great intellect. But more than that, I'd like to be a great believer. Are you a great believer? Are we? Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You tonight. We thank You for Your blessings. And we want to praise the precious name of Jesus for this service. And we pray for unsaved people. Lord, help them to believe. Help them to get saved. We pray, Father, for all of us who have been saved, who know Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Lord, we pray that we'll surrender our life to You and just help us to trust in You in every situation. Help us to be great believers that we may glorify Thee. In Jesus' name, amen.